This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll finish up today talking about Lost in Place, not Lost in Space, the TV show about the space-traveling family. Lost in Place is a writer's retreat in nature, specifically the nature of Summer Lake in northern Lake County, Oregon. It runs August 8th through 11th. Two guests give the details. Ellen Waterston is a writer of prose and poetry and the Lost in Place organizer. Ellen, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We also have with us Dr. Haley Brazier, the curator of natural history at the High Desert Museum in Bend, a partner in Lost in Space and a longtime partner in crime with Ellen Waterston. Dr. Brazier, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Ellen, retreats and residencies, you've done a lot of them over a long career, I think.
This is true. I started the Writing Ranch in 2000. And it's dedicated to holding retreats and workshops for emerging and established writers. And Lost in Place, in partnership with the High Desert Museum, is kind of a perfect combination of writing and immersing in nature.
So talk about the focus of your own work. I mean, much of it is from and about rural Oregon, isn't it?
That's correct. I ranched in the High Desert for a number of years, and so the desert continues to be my muse, and yes, you're absolutely right. Both in poetry and prose, the desert is a featured character.
Does Lost in Place feel like something of a, I don't know, homecoming or something?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity to be back out in that desert and to encourage people to look at it more deeply and more abstractly, and allow the desert to sort of ambush whatever it is they thought they came to write and see what turns up instead.
Abstraction, but also the natural history itself. And it seems like on that basis alone, Haley Brazier, that this is a natural partnership for the High Desert Museum.
It is. It's a perfect partnership. You know, as the High Desert Museum, we want to celebrate and conserve desert landscapes, but we also want to celebrate the literary arts. And so this is really a perfect marriage of the two, this workshop and other literary programs we have as well, including the Waterston Desert Writing Prize.
We'll talk about that. It's been going on for 10 years now?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, tell us more.
Yeah, so 2024 marks the 10th anniversary of the Waterston Desert Writing Prize. And Ellen Waterston, who's obviously on the phone call with us, founded that prize. The museum officially took it over in 2020, but we've been hosting the award ceremony every year. So now we're running it all year round. And we just announced our winner for 2024. It's Leith Tonino, who is a full-time writer based out of Colorado. And so that award celebrates writers who are writing about desert landscapes. That might include the high desert, but it could be anywhere in the world, any desert landscape. And we want to celebrate these dry places that have, in many ways, a very humble beauty to them.
Haley Brazier and Ellen Waterston are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about writing about the desert and more specifically about the Lost in Place Nature Writing Intensive at Summer Lake Lodge, August 8th through 11, and similar efforts like that. So Ellen Waterston, you've described it as your own muse. I mean, is there a fair amount of work out there from people who get inspired by desert landscapes?
Well, as a wonderful author, Joseph Crutch, said, you know, in most writing that is, trying to understand, you know, what it's all about, Alfie, a desert is sure to figure. That's a direct quote from him. A desert is sure to figure. So I think the desert puts everything in relief. You know, we're bigger on that vast empty landscape, and any brave lily is. You know, a big deal on that landscape. And I think it invites us, I think it invites introspection. And I also think that the subtle beauty of the desert is you can't imagine it, right? When you really get into it, it's extraordinary how the desert functions and operates and can teach us so much about some of the bigger issues we're confronting today, doing more with less, for example. So don't get me going on the desert. You don't have enough time.
Well, I was going to say, don't get me going either. I still have memories of moving to Oregon in 1985 and shutting the car off at Lake Ebert and hearing nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing. So at Lost in Place, the writing side is you. Talk about the training you give there, Ellen.
So on the writing side, just briefly, the structure is field trips in the morning of Friday and Saturday, and workshops in the afternoons. And it's a long weekend, starts Thursday and Sunday. And so in creative writing, there's something called generative prompts or writing prompts. And it's again in this idea of kind of sabotaging or ambushing what people think they came to write. They're sort of designed both to heighten the experience of the location, particularly when it's a place-based and nature-focused writing workshop, but it also forces a different angle, whether it's the use of language or consideration of a particular issue, or just so complex that they their own thinking simply cannot get in the way. And a lot of it involves sharing lines, combining things, collaborative pieces, you name it. But in the end, I think everybody leaves really refreshed and inspired, and hopefully will, keep on keeping on and one day submit a proposal to the Waterston Desert Writing Prize. So it's kind of, I suppose, weirdly, a Ponzi scheme.
But it sounds like more than anything else, you really want to interrupt people. You want to shake them up a little bit, get them off their tracks, out of their ruts, that sort of thing.
Well, I think we're so overwhelmed with information and what to think about everything, and never mind the obligations of the day-to-day. And I think, a writing workshop, yes, that's one way to do it. Another way is just to spend time at the High Desert Museum. If you go there and let that wonderful, wonderful museum kind of take over your mind and imagination, it's the same sort of experience where you leave the outside world behind, other kinds of thinking and thoughts and compassions and motivations start to rise. And I certainly think Haley knows about this because she's responsible for many of the wonderful things you do experience at the museum.
So talk about the natural history and field trip part of Lost in Place, Haley. Sounds like some interesting things will be seen.
Yeah, and Ellen might be able to answer this more a little bit for the field trips for this upcoming year. But, for example, our curator of wildlife, John Nelson, often meets up with the group and they go out for these field trips so they get more of a naturalist wildlife perspective. So they're not only sitting and writing all day, but they're also getting out and enjoying the landscape and learning new things. I don't know, Ellen, if you want to add to that.
Well, I think, for example, a couple of years ago when the drought was the main headline, it isn't just a tour of, say, the wildlife refuge of Summer Lake, but John Nelson indicated how a small barn swallow had baked inside the clay nest of its parents. He pulled out just this little fur ball. So the baby was left. It got super, super hot. And so there are these metaphors such as that for what's happening globally or in the climate generally. And so those are the kinds of things that I encourage participants to look for and bring into their writing once we return to the writing table. The other guest is Dennis Jenkins, who is a well-known archaeologist associated with the University of Oregon and the Natural History Museum there. And he is credited with finding evidence of human existence in the Paisley Cave.
Oh, yes.
Not far mm-hmm. from where we'll be staying. And his collaborators and peers have recently unearthed evidence of life in that area 17,000 years ago. So again, if you want to go with the, how can that inform your writing? Well, maybe we're not the big deal we think we are when you start to think about that kind of span of history in the very place we're walking.
Right. You're bigger in the desert, but the desert's bigger than you at the same time. Ellen
exactly.
Waterston, thank you so much. Haley Brazier from the High Desert Museum. Great to have you both on the Jefferson Exchange. Best of luck with Lost in Place.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for today's Exchange. Check us out online at jeffexchange.org. Our senior producer is Angela Decker of JPR News. Andrew Crackle's at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.